Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're reading in the book of Mark, making our way through chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. In the New Living Translation, it says this: After Jesus left the synagogue with James and John, they went to Simon and Andrew's home. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand, and helped her sit up. Then the fever left her, and she prepared a meal for them. That evening after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for just kind of the immediacy of this gospel. We're running from place to place, and it says after he left that synagogue, so he did this amazing miracle where he released a man from the prison of Satan that Satan had and demonic hordes had upon this man. And they went right away over to Simon Peter's house. And his mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. And I just love the tenderness of this Jesus. Here was a woman who wasn't, you know, well-known. Jesus had just rubbed shoulders with synagogue officials. And here he is in this home, and this woman has a fever. And I love, Jesus, that you went to her bedside. You didn't snap your fingers. You didn't do anything other than just hurry to her bedside, took her by the hand. So here is a woman with a fever and most likely quite contagious, and yet you dared to touch her. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today who feels like maybe they're infirm, maybe they're hurting and sick, and they just need to know that you will take them by the hand despite their sickness or because of their sickness. Lord, I also love that you saved her. Like, she had a high fever, which a lot of times can mean death in this particular time period. You saved her life. You helped her to sit up. So not only did you heal her, but you helped her get settled and to stand. And at that moment when she sat up, the fever left her. And her response to this was to serve you, Jesus. And so, Lord, help us to just keep that very simple mantra in our heads that you save and we serve. You save us from such a death of a life of sin, and you save us from our sins. You save us from an empty life. You save us from ourselves. You save us from our past. You set our feet on a rock. You make our footsteps firm. You give us a new song to sing, a song of praise to our God. Many are going to see that you have done this, and we're so grateful for what you have done to save us. And now our response is to be like Simon's mother-in-law, to prepare meals, to provide sustenance for others, to have hospitality, to serve the people around us, to love those who are unlovely, to be kind to those who maybe don't always experience kind-heartedness, to have the fruits of the Spirit, to demonstrate them with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Lord, all of those fruits of the Spirit, those are relational fruits. These are things that we do in community. So I pray for my friend today who may be struggling with our community, and I pray that you would bring them new community in Jesus' name. People they can serve, people they can love, people who will love them back, people who will bear burdens, people that they could bear the burdens for. We need each other, Lord, and it can be really lonely when we don't have community. And here we see in these verses the power of community, where everybody is gathering at Simon's mother-in-law's house and in this home, and everyone is bringing their sick to Jesus and the demon-possessed. And you, Jesus, you cast them out and you told them not to speak because they were going to be saying something that was not their privilege to speak. And so you silenced them. Lord, thank you that we do have the privilege to speak about how great you are, how good you are, how powerful you are, how amazing you are. And I pray today that we would speak aloud the things that you have done in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. I haven't talked about that for a while. There's my undying gratitude level, which is at $1 a month. $5 a month, you'll receive a free piece of art that isn't released at that time to anyone. So you'll get that. And at $10 a month, you'll get your name on the wall of fame on marydemuth.com that continues every single day of the year. So a little bit of advertising there for you. And at $20 a month, I have a secret podcast, and I give that to my patrons at the $20 level. So thank you so much, and have a great day.